The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Go, go, go. Let's go. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. It is Saturday. It's October 31st. This is the time change weekend. Rose and I, over the years, have always had this discussion. I say this is the good time change because we get the hour back. Rose is not so sure.
I don't like time changes at all. I'm just not really that good at it.
Well, I was complaining because I thought, okay, of all years, we don't want an extra hour in the year.
That's true.
It's this one, and we get an extra hour. But we also got one less hour back in the spring.
That's right.
So it's a wash.
It's a wash.
Let's talk travel. And I have some questions for you, my friend, just about pent-up demand. You've got to be feeling it. I'm a civilian and I'm feeling it.
Yeah, for sure. And what we're doing at Fox is basically letting everybody know that we're here for you when you're ready. You may hear me on a commercial or two throughout the week on WTMJ saying, when you're ready, Fox is here to help you. Yep. Well, I get so many texts and so many emails from people saying, we're ready. Where can we go? And many of you know that at the end of September, I took my first trip in months, a short four-day trip to Cancun. And one of our travel advisors who loves the Riviera Maya and specifically Isla Mujeres was able to take a trip there last week. And we are so privileged and honored that Elizabeth has agreed to join us and talk a little bit about what her experience was like.
Hey, Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning.
So thank you very much for being willing to do this for us. Now, Elizabeth's experience was about a month after mine. So mine was out of Chicago with a packed American flight, staying four nights at a resort. Elizabeth, yours was a little different. You flew on Delta.
Yes.
Okay. And you felt really comfortable and the seats were open in the middle.
The seats were open in the middle. They had probably, they were at maybe 50 to 60% capacity. So not everybody behind each row wasn't full of people as well. So you had that space and they did a phenomenal job.
Perfect. Okay. So when you got to the Cancun airport, did you have to fill out a health form as I did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did fill out a health form coming and going.
Okay, perfect. And you can do that online. There's a app for that, as they say.
Yeah.
You can do that online. It's pretty easy. So then you did something a little bit different. You went over to Isla Mujeres. Now, I told the listeners when I got back, I had never been to Isla Mujeres. And I went for a day, and I was there 6 hours, and I thought three was plenty. You stayed on the island for six nights.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
Tell us about that. So I had to take a ferry. How did you get to the island?
We had a transportation company pick us up at the airport and take us to the marina, which is not near the hotel zone, just straight in the middle of Cancun. So it's kind of a ways, but it's the closest marina. And our resort picked us up in a yacht, and we were the only two.
Okay, that's a little different than a ferry full of 200 people. So that was nice. So you stayed at a five-star luxury property called Zoetree. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Zoetree is a boutique hotel. They have 35 rooms. So with the Mexico restrictions, not even half of those rooms were filled. They have a restaurant called Rolandi that was there long before the hotel was there, and it is open to the public, but it is part of our all-inclusive, and they've had famous people that have eaten there. The food is phenomenal. They have their own private beach. So when we got to the resort, they did not require us to wear masks while at the resort. Although some people did wear them at times, it was not required because our beach was private and the resort didn't require it.
And so you did get a golf cart, because we should tell everybody, this is a very, very remote-like place. If you do not have a golf cart, you're a little bit at a disadvantage. So you did get a golf cart, and you were able to go around the island.
We got a golf cart. I did some research. I found a local company in town, and they actually delivered the golf cart to our resort and picked it up 2 days later.
Oh, perfect.
I do have to tell you, though, the taxis are super cheap, about $7 to get into El Centro, which is their town. And if you don't want to do a golf cart, you can take a taxi, shop, get massages on the beach, or spend the day at Playa Norte and for $7. Or we do prefer the golf cart.
Perfect. And you felt very safe. You felt like they had sanitary protocols in place that made you feel safe.
Anytime even if we took a walk across the road and went back to our resort, they took our temperature, gave us hand sanitizers. When we were in town, the restaurants and the stores took our temperatures and gave us hand sanitizers. Everybody wore masks outside of the resorts, and they really did have great safety protocol, and I was very much felt comfortable.
Perfect. Thank you. I know we took a little time out of your Saturday morning, but I said to Elizabeth when she agreed to come on, boy, you must really like your husband if you can spend 6 nights with him. She said, I really do like my husband. And it was a birthday trip, and it was good to get away for you, because you, like I, hadn't traveled in a while. So thank you for taking time on your Saturday morning to join us.
You're welcome.
I super appreciate it. Anybody that wants to find Elizabeth on our website, find an agent is where you look. Find an advisor, we call it now. And you can find Elizabeth on our website. And if you want more information, email her and she will be more than happy to help you out.
Cool. Elizabeth, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, I could spend 6 days on that island. It's 4 miles long.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
Fine. And then the place she was talking about, the Zoetree.
Oh, man. Yep.
All right. Where are you going? What are you doing? Let's talk about it. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:20 at WTMJ, 38 degrees. Is it windy already?
Yeah, pretty windy.
It is. Okay, yeah. It's going to be windy pretty much the next day. I mean, coming all the way.
You got to have warm and windy or cold and not windy. You decide.
I know. So this will get rid of the last of my leaves, but I'm going to get my neighbor's leaves.
Nice.
So I'm not sure how that's better. Let's head to Menominee Falls. That's where John is. Hey, John.
Hey. Good morning, Rose.
Hey, John.
Hey. So I have a quick question. We had planned a trip to Ireland to do some whiskey tasting and to celebrate our 20th anniversary this year, and all of that got shut down. So we have some vouchers for flights back over to Ireland, and we're starting to think about, hey, is it time for us to actually plan that now? Do we think Ireland is going to be open next year to even be able to do a trip like that?
So do you have an expiration on your vouchers?
I believe they gave us a year on the vouchers for flights. Most of the boutique hotels that we picked either gave us full refunds. There was one that said we had a year to a year and a half to come back.
So what
they were pretty flexible on that also.
Yeah. So what I would do is, first of all, I would look at those expiration dates and make sure I'm not letting something slip by. Because were you going spring, fall? What was your schedule like?
We were going to go middle of June, right after school ended.
Perfect. So what you might want to do is kind of recreate what you need to do to make good use of those vouchers and not let anything pass. I will tell you this. Most major carriers are now waiving any fees for tickets that are booked during this time period. So that might end eventually, but right now that's the case in almost for every major carrier. So if you make a booking now using those vouchers, all you're really doing is extending the life of them. So that's not a bad thing, quite honestly. So I would probably move forward. I don't know that first quarter we're going to see anything moving in Europe 2021, but certainly if you're looking at second or third quarter, I would feel more comfortable with that. I pushed it out as far as I can.
Okay.
I'd make the booking, make sure I understand what my rules and regulations are with regard to cancellations and reusing the tickets, et cetera. And I would probably move forward if you still have it sounds like you still have a desire to go.
Oh, absolutely. Ireland's beautiful.
Yep. So that's how I would handle it. I would just, my theory there would be to extend the life of those vouchers and move forward as if it's happening, knowing that both those hotels and the major airlines are all being very, very loose when it comes to cancellations now.
Wonderful. Thank you so
You're
much for your help.
You're very welcome. Have
cool,
a great
John.
Trip.
Thank you. We are going to talk about what the CDC decided about cruises. We are going to talk about the book club, and we're going to talk about Norway. That's
right.
Coming up on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
926 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show. The website foxworldtravel.com. Been doing all of this stuff since 1960. Making their way through COVID as best as everybody as best they can, but there will be a time when we're going to travel, and it might be within the next couple of months, we're hoping.
Yeah, we are. So we're always looking for the silver lining, and I can't tell you that we hit a million again. Do you remember on the 18th of October, we hit a million passengers through the TSA. We came dangerously close one day last week, but it didn't happen. So but the silver lining this week is yesterday we got word that the CDC is going to allow the cruise ship ban to expire today. Now, some news feeds are reading it as lifting the cruise ship ban. I would say it's a little bit more of just letting it expire. And what that means is that the cruise lines will have an incredibly long, long list of things they have to go through to prove themselves. The one of them is they've got to do, believe it or not, some practice sailings. Sign me up, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'll be a practice passenger for you. So many of these people, many of these cruise lines let their crew go home. Now, what that means is Indonesia, the Philippines, Korea, all sorts of different places. They got to get those people back. They've got to get those people tested. They've got to get those people retrained in their new protocol. So lots of things have to happen before we just randomly start getting on ships and cruising all over the place. But it's a silver lining. It's a beginning. It means that maybe cruises will happen at the end of this year, more likely the beginning of 2021. And boy, we've had a lot of calls about people saying, should I book my 2021 cruise?
It was interesting. As soon as that CDC thing came down, stocks of cruise lines popped yesterday.
Yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah, because I think people, you know, listen, they're not going to go away. And people want to do, my wife's got a cruise that got bumped to next year, and they're totally going to do it.
Right, because Alex and I were talking off the air about how this, because it's part of the news, right? So how is this impacting the cruisers? If you are a cruiser, if you've cruised in your lifetime, you know that they already had some safety protocols in place that were remarkable because they had to deal with norovirus for years. So if you're a cruiser, you're probably itching to get back on a cruise. If you've never cruised before, you may be saying to yourself, that's probably not for me. So we get that. We know that. And we're ready to help those people who are cruisers get going.
Okay. There was a Fox World Travel book club this week.
There was. And it was very much fun. Thank you, Priscilla Olivares, for joining us. That was great. I love that we at Fox get the authors on. And we're having another one. It's actually the 19th. Of November, and Andrea Pratarelli will be hosting it. The name of the book is, what is the name of the book? Are you looking at it?
No.
It's
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, so you go to the resources.
I can't take this pressure, Rose.
I'm sorry. You go to the book club and it's right there. The name of the book is
50 Shades.
How to Be a Family.
Oh, okay.
How to Be a Family. And actually, there's a tie to Milwaukee. The author grew up in Whitefish Bay.
Oh.
Yeah. But here's the funny part.
What's the name again? I'm sorry.
It's How to Be a Family.
Okay.
And the year I dragged my kids around the world to find a new way
to be together.
And what's very cool about this is the guys from Whitefish Bay, so we have a little bit of a Milwaukee tie here. But what's also very cool is the first place they go is New Zealand. And I'm very intrigued by that. And now I'm into the book where their second place they go is the Netherlands. That's not going so well. And those are my people. So I'm thinking, oh, the Dutch aren't all that great. But I mean, there's a reason he picked the Netherlands. He did a great deal of research. Mm. Dan Coyce did a great deal of research on where are the best places to raise kids.
New York Times Book Review, quote, borrows a page from Eat, Pray, Love. This book is an antidote to the documentarian approach that now pervades much travel writing.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
It is very fun, and I'm about halfway through. So November 19th, 6 p.m., register online.
Fun. There you go. All right, we're going to be back. We've got 30 minutes down, 30 minutes to go. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show, and you can join us. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. So I texted Rose earlier this week because there was a thing I might do in Washington, D.C. in early December. And I looked, and flights are so cheap to D.C., but you said they're always cheap.
They're pretty cheap there, typically. But flights throughout the U.S. right now are pretty, and actually the Mexico and the Caribbean are pretty cheap right now. So, and then all of a sudden the holidays come and then that's the end of that.
So if I book American and this thing gets canceled, all I do is I'd hang on to American tickets,
the
right?
The vouchers. And
forever?
There's an expiration on
like
them.
Like a year?
I think it's
so.
A year. And
that's fine.
Typically, you just have to have something booked, not even traveled by that year. So the airlines realized after they started out being kind of jerks about the whole thing in March and April, that if they want to keep their customer base, they needed to be much more flexible on their cancellation
policy. I feel for so many industries, but feel for the airlines because it's, you know, you need volume in that industry.
Yep.
I mean, think about what you're doing.
Absolutely. And it's hard for people to believe this, but if you look indirectly, one in 10 jobs in the world is hospitality or travel related.
Yeah.
Now that could be a restaurant and that could be an airline and that could be a hotel and there's lots of things, but one in 10.
And they've been nailed.
Yeah.
Probably harder than anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Rick. Rick is in Mequon. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So my question is, my wife and I are trying to plan a trip to Hawaii. We want to go to Maui and we want to do this in late January, early February. And everything I read now says that Hawaii is going to have some requirement. You have to take a COVID test 72 hours before you go. So my question is, has she experienced anything with people having to get these tests before they go someplace? And how confident, if she has any confidence, that these tests are going to be available in, you know, the greater Milwaukee area, and they can turn them around in 72 hours or whatever the requirements are? Because I hate booking all this. You know, I don't want to spend the time and the energy and the money and then end up not being able to find the test that I need tested.
Right, exactly.
So any insight?
So, yes. So there's a couple things you can do. We have heard that there are places locally that might work for you. What a better option is, I feel, look online, and I won't even start naming all the names because every day a new company it comes up with a way that you can get tested. And they're guaranteeing 48-hour turnaround. And when they guarantee that, what that basically means is they send you the kit, Federal Express or some overnight service, and you basically take it and send it to them, and they will, and they give you the packaging, they give you the label, they give you everything you need. They're ranging between, I've seen them as cheap as $115, and I've seen them as much as $200, that they will guarantee you will have a result to present to any entity that is asking for it. It could be an airline, it could be a island, it could be Hawaii, whatever it might be, that they will get you the results within 48 hours. And so that is just becoming every day more and more common. And if you're traveling in January or February, that's one thing you might consider. Also, United Airlines and a few others are talking about, but United Airlines is going to come up with a process whereby you pay them and they have a place at particular airports. It could be San Francisco, it could be LA for Hawaii, where you fly there and then you take the test and it's instant. And then you get on the plane and you go and you've got your result right there. So things are happening rather quickly in that regard. So because you're not traveling till January or February, I feel that you can confidently book that, A, knowing that these major carriers and tour companies and hotels are being super relaxed on their cancellation terms and conditions, and that there will be a way for you to get COVID tested if it's necessary and required.
Do you feel that when this clears up, and I'm being optimistic, that the next thing is going to be people unable to go where they want to because there's going to be a shortage. That's everybody else has gone already.
Very popular. Right? Very possible.
Yeah.
Very possible. So we feel like, you know, for those of you who are ready to go and want to live within those rules, now is the chance to do it, because I think once this does open up. But what does open up mean? And will a worldwide vaccine make anybody feel comfortable or some people comfortable? I'm not sure. I don't know what it's going to take.
Well, everything I've read says so much of it hinges on that. If we can do that.
Critical.
Yeah.
And you know what? We may go to a situation where we must show a COVID vaccine to travel to certain countries. That might be something. Back in the day, we used to have a card that had
right.
our immunization yeah. information on it. And we might be going back to that. So
we'll just get, okay. All right. We're talking Norway. We're talking Norway next. Norway in July. Rose and I, we're going to talk about that next on the Fox World Travel Show, WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Back in a mortgage talk and text line, 855-616-1620. One of the things that COVID took away for everybody that listens to the show who loves to travel is experiences. And one of the ones that you and I had planned for July of this year was going to Norway. That's got it is moved to next year.
Moved.
So
and
we are doing it.
We're doing it. July 6th through the 18th, we're going to take Danny to his homeland of Norway. And what happened here is we gave everybody an opportunity that was on the 2020 trip to move over, and not everyone could make it work. So there are about 10 spots left on our trip.
Because it was sold out.
It was
right?
sold out,
okay.
Yep. And so if you are at all interested, the way that you find out information on any of our group departures is to go to vacations on our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. Go to Fox Group Vacations under the Vacations tab, and then you can scroll through. You'll see some Alaska, which, by the way, today is the last day to book your Alaska and get all those wonderful perks and amenities that we've earned for you. But then you can just go right ahead and look at Europe guided land tours for 2021, and Spectacular Scandinavia with Danny Clayton and Rose Gray pops right up July 6th through the 18th. If you want more information, that is the place to go.
And Rose will be reading chapters 1, 2, and 3 from her book, Never a Ski Bunny.
Yeah, exactly.
Each night of our
go.
Trip. So
yes, we're gonna do all kinds of fun things.
For 6 years, I've teased you about writing a book, which you really should write.
I think I have to be completely retired before I do that.
All right.
I'm
all
not
right.
ready to do that yet.
Okay, a couple of questions. We're considering a trip to New Zealand. We're thinking of renting a motorhome to see the country. When traveling there, do you generally go to both islands? Because there is a north and a south, right?
Right.
Any travel recommendations?
Right. So here's the thing. Just like when you rent a car, and you rent it one way, the same thing may apply when you rent a camper or a RV in New Zealand. So if you do, in fact, want to see both islands, which I highly recommend, figure it out before you do that, because if you take it from the North Island and then you take the ferry and you drop it off on the South Island, you may be incurring a one-way fee. Mm. So keep that in mind as well. Maybe it's better to do your RVing in the North, go across to the South, pick up your new RV and do that. Another thing to consider is, just like in, let's say, Alaska, where we like doing southbound cruises, we like doing the land first and then the cruise. Same with New Zealand. Most people do the North Island first and then they do the South Island, which results in campers being dropped on the South Island. You may be able to find a company that will allow you to reposition that vehicle and pay you to do it, or give you a really good deal to do it. So that's another thing to do. Also, keep in mind, you're driving on the left side of the road when you're in New Zealand. Make sure you've got that under control as well. And also, unlike so many people who think you can just randomly go all over New Zealand and park wherever you like, they have rules just like we do about camping. So make sure that you've got an itinerary planned out and your camping sites are already booked for you.
But there's a bunch of vendors, and they're called camper vans.
Yep.
Camper vans, yep. Cool. All right.
What you want to do, though, is be very, very, very careful. If you see a deal that's too good to be true,
it is too good to be true,
and you're going to be in an old jalopy of a van, make sure you're getting a new van. You're paying the price for a new vehicle.
This is our classic Winnebago.
Yes, yeah, $19 a day.
Mike in Slinger texts in, what's the time frame for getting my kids a passport?
Right now they're saying without expediting, and it's 10 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
10 to 12 weeks. And so then, if you go, the best place to go to that, and that is changing all the time, is travel.state.gov, and then the information pops right up. Everybody's back up and running in the world of passports. So we're doing really good, and they're all back to work and all of that kind of thing. So if you don't need it in a great big hurry, you can easily go and do it at any one of the most post offices, sometimes city clerks, municipal clerks, those kind of places will do it for you as well.
If you had to drive to Arizona,
yes,
would you check what states have restrictions?
I would do that. Every single state. And you need to do it just days before you're leaving.
Yeah.
Because what happened in Illinois or what happened in Chicago within the last 3 days? They've shut down everything.
Are we back on the list?
Yeah. No, I don't know if we're back on the list, but they shut down everything again.
Yeah.
So
here's the thing. I did an event in Chicago when they said nobody from Wisconsin.
Ooh.
So what we did, no, we just started and ended it. We did it in Evanston. So we never touched the Chicago boundaries.
Right. And I actually had the same experience when I flew out of O'Hare and stayed at a Park and Go hotel in Chicago. First of all, it was in a suburb.
Yep.
It was in Schaumburg, Illinois. And second of all, they said, we have to be able to accommodate the Wisconsin people or anybody, Iowa people or whoever's coming here, or Indiana people, anybody's coming here to fly out of O'Hare. And so we do have that stipulation, if you will, that as long as you're staying here and you're not going anywhere, you're just staying in the hotel and parking your car and away you go. So
okay. We'll be back. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Squeeze in at 855-616-1620 on WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
953 at WTMJ, 40 degrees and probably 40 miles an hour of wind too. Yeah. So everything.
Trick or treat.
You got it in Oosburg.
We do
today?
Actually.
Of course you do.
4 to 7.
Okay.
I'm going to do what Rachel from the afternoon show is going to do. I have a PVC pipe.
Do you have that? Yeah. Nice. Let's go to Oak Creek. That's where Rob is. Hey, Rob.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I'm wondering about your thoughts on Las Vegas for next year.
Well, with any amount of luck, things are going to open up a little bit, as I'm sure you've heard already, that most of the shows are shut down. every week I get an update on a Vegas that tells me another resort has opened, another restaurant has opened, another feature has opened, like a Ferris wheel or something like that. So little by little, they're opening. I relied on Steve Scafidi, who went a couple of weeks ago, and I rely on one of our travel advisors from Sheboygan, who has a connection to Las Vegas and goes there pretty regularly, that masks are required. There's plexiglass. If you're a gamer, it's diminished that experience somewhat. In that, if you're a blackjack player, for example, you're not really having the camaraderie at the tables that you're having. A number of the shows have indicated they're going to start opening in January. We do know that some are open where there was a 1,200 to 3,000 passenger guest of event venue. We're seeing now they're going to have 250 to 300 people there because they've got a space. So, and they're telling us that they're being very, very vigilant with regard to the masks, that people are actually walking around at pools and restaurants and any place that you are and reminding you to keep your mask on. So will that change? It could change.
Okay. Any concern? I've read a number of articles regarding increase in crime on the Strip.
I read that same article, but I haven't seen any evidence of it. And I asked both people that I talked to that have been to Las Vegas within the last 2 weeks, and they didn't feel like that was an issue. They are not, you know, reckless people by nature. So maybe they're good travelers and they knew all of the rules about how to conduct yourself and keep your wallet safe and your bag safe and your person safe. But I have not heard it from any personal experience. I just probably read the same article you did.
All right, let's recap. CDC made an announcement about cruises. What was that?
Right. So what's basically happening is the no sail ban has been eliminated. So our will expire tonight. It's over. So the cruise lines are going to start moving forward with regard to the protocols set forward by the CDC and make sure that everybody's safe and sound, do some practice rounds. We may see some sailings as early as December 2020, more likely January 2021. And we're feeling very good about it because any silver lining in this travel industry world in which we live makes us very, very happy. Don't forget to sign up for the book club. That is going to be so much fun. I'm enjoying How to Raise Your Kids internationally, wishing I had done it, actually. I don't know that I would have done it in that short of a span. This is a year, and this particular author, Dan Coyce, has actually been taking his children out of their comfort zone and moved them around the world in four different places. Costa Rica is next, and then they live in Kansas for 3 months.
Interesting.
You may be very interested. The book is interesting. I'm about halfway finished with it. The book club is the 19th of November.
And then Rose and I were supposed to go to Norway in July, and that got moved to next year. We lost some people from this sold-out trip, so we got about 10 spots.
10 spots left.
We'd love for you to come along. Be bold, folks. As bold as a Norwegian would be. and join us. You can get details at foxworldtravel.com.
That's right, foxworldtravel.com.
That's it. Where are you going next?
We're leaving for the Dominican Republic on the 22nd of November.
Nice. All right, Rose, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.